There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, First Point USA was developed in 2001 back in the UK with assistance from the Prince's Trust to assist 15 to 21-year-old sportsmen and women with their placement at American colleges and universities. During that time, they've secured over $200 million in sports scholarship awards and sent 7,500 athletes to the United States. In any given year, First Point will receive up to 30,000 applications from athletes throughout the world and send around 500 students to the USA each year. It is much sought after and a much established link between First Point USA and, of course, colleges in the United States. As I mentioned, born out of the United Kingdom. But the good news for those here in the UAE is that First Point USA will be here in town. They're coming to the UAE holding trials in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Bahrain to give talented UAE athletes the chance of winning sports scholarships in the USA. Their CEO is Andrew Keane, who very kindly joins us live on the line now. Andrew, good afternoon. Good afternoon here. Good morning to you there.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Nice to speak to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed. And I suppose the first question is a question we ask many. I mean, with the success that First Point USA has had in the United States and of course, in the UK and further afield in recent years, why come to the UAE to look for talent?
I think there's two aspects to that, Tom. I think that first and foremost, there's 2,500 American universities who are highly competitive and each desperately eager to identify the next big thing. And we're mandated by those universities to increase their reach internationally. And what we've found, certainly over the last year or two being in Dubai, is that there's an abundance of exciting talent and great potential there that's maybe not had the platform or the pathway to go on and enjoy a higher level of sport in the United States. And we've had a number of athletes from Dubai and from Abu Dhabi who've been over to America and have done extremely well. The second aspect of it is that there is that talent there. There's great talent. And also there's a very strong academic infrastructure with particularly a lot of independent schools that are in Dubai. And for American universities such as Stanford, Harvard, Yale, these are the kinds of prospective student athletes that they're desperately keen to recruit. And there's a lot of them already in that region, and we want to try and showcase their talents and provide them with the opportunity to go to the US.
I went to university in the United Kingdom during a time, I'm not proud to say or anything like that, but I think it's fair to say that a lot of sporting talent went into the university structure in the UK and then fell away from sport because there wasn't enough onus on it. What sets the US apart when it comes to sports in the US collegiate system?
I think the culture in America is very different when it comes to college sports. I mean, it's certainly part of everyday American culture. Most American households will support one college team or another, and because of that, college sport will have higher TV viewing figures and often higher attendances than a lot of the professional sports events. So, for example, at the University of Texas this past year, their revenue from sport alone was almost $200 million, and it's very difficult, obviously, for a British university to compete with that. That revenue is reinvested back into the facilities, back into the infrastructure, into their scholarship system. So essentially what you find is that the US universities have a very elite professional sports setting. And in fact, of the top 10 biggest stadiums on the planet, 9 of them can be found on US college campuses. I think the highest paid college coach at the moment, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke University, has a salary of $10.4 million a year. The kit deal that Under Armour have with UCLA is worth $260 million. So the numbers are obviously very big. There's big revenue streams, and it therefore creates an environment and a platform for athletes that can't really be mirrored or compared anywhere else in the world. But it's certainly not an opportunity that's for everyone, because it's a very demanding sporting setting, and coupled with that, you're also a full-time student, so you're expected to perform at an elite level in your sport and also perform academically at the same time.
What sort of sports are you focusing on? Is there a specific sport that you'll be looking at here in the UAE?
Our focus over the next week will be on football and rugby, both for men and women. However, we do recruit a lot of golfers, swimmers, athletes. There's about 17 sports, actually, that we recruit for, but our initial focus in the UAE is going to be on football and rugby. But certainly we've got a number of other athletes in other sports from the region who are currently being recruited by American universities, and we hope to add to that in the years to come.
In terms of where you're going to be, I've got the details in front of me. I understand that you're going to do Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Bahrain in the course of around about 3 days?
Yeah, that's correct. Quite a lot going on over that three-day window. I think on Thursday the 1st of November, we'll be down at Al Yasmina School in Khalifa City in Abu Dhabi. And there's a trial there at 5 o'clock. And on Saturday the 3rd, we'll be at Dubai English Speaking College desk in Academic City Road with a 9 o'clock start there in the morning. And on the 3rd in Bahrain, we're in the Bahrain National Stadium there. And there's, for anyone who still has an interest or has an interest to learn a bit more about the opportunity to study and play in the US, or would like to come along and showcase their talents in front of our scouting staff, there's plenty of time for them to come along on the day or to register online at firstpointusa.com.
Just want to finally get your thoughts on a conversation that's been had here on the agenda this morning, Andrew. The reason being, because I think you bring a very nice international perspective to it, having seen the infrastructure and the facilities here in the UAE and then compared them to others around the world. Big conversation ongoing here about the role of sports in schools in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and across the whole of the UAE, and whether more time needs to be dedicated to sports, or certainly activity in light of Dubai Fitness Challenge and its successes, to the school curriculum. Is it in a bad way here compared to other parts of the world? Because you get the opportunity to compare and contrast.
It's interesting because I think certainly from my experience in the US and also growing up in the UK, in the US, sport's compulsory in school.
Yeah.
And there's certainly there's a lot of prestige attached to being part of a team, and you can be part of lots of different sports teams in high school. In the UK now, you know, it's seen more of, there's an academic aspect to it. You can take an A level or a GCSE and PE. My own thoughts with my own kids is that I think the schools now need to try and provide a platform for the kids to be as physically active as they can. I think that nowadays, it's quite clear that a lot of the kids will spend a lot more time sitting in front of their iPads and phones and computers as they've maybe done in the past. And there's a mental health aspect to it as well. I think that, I think for a lot of kids, having that release, whether it's going out to compete in athletics or just being part of a daily physical activity at school, will provide them with some benefits mentally, and will also help, I think, in their academic work as well. So I think that anything that a school can implement to provide young students with an opportunity to get physical education, I think is critically important. And I know that certainly here in the UK, more and more has been done by schools to try and implement that. So I think schools certainly need to do a bit more. And I think that, we're a nation or a people who are just getting bigger and bigger. It's really important. Really, really important.
And who knows, you could be catching the eye of First Point USA and jetting off to the United States with a scholarship after all of those hard yards and practice. Really appreciate your time this morning, Andrew. If people want to find out more about the recruitment drive, about you guys over here in the UAE, go to the website, social media.
Absolutely. www.firstpointusa.com.
Really appreciate your time this morning. All the best to Bonnie Scotland and, of course, all the UK this morning over there for you. Andrew Keane, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
Andrew Keane there, CEO of First Point USA, UK sports agency, the biggest agency of its kind in the world, helping you to path away to a possible sports scholarship over to the United States and the college there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.